Blessings, we are the Arcturians, and we have come to Earth for Gaia. We are here to support our beloved friend and courageous third dimensional planet of Earth. Gaia has taken on great challenges because she knows that she is to be a cornerstone in the process of ascension for this quadrant of your space-time. When you measure a quadrant as one would measure it on a third-dimensional map, then you are, of course, measuring space-time. So therefore, you don't really have a map, an instrument, a technical display in which one leaves space-time and goes into the now. And we are not talking about one person or one spaceship. We are speaking about one planet, one solar system, one area of space that is ready to return to its innate higher frequency. Beloved ones, just as you have chosen to fall from grace as it has been defined, and that term fall from grace has been interpreted as something that is negative. Falling is something that is bad, and you lost grace. You were cast from heaven. You did something wrong. That is not true at all. You are not cast from heaven. You did not do anything wrong. Instead, you were very brave explorers who wanted to explore a reality based on time and space. Unfortunately, once you entered that reality of time and space, it became very easy to become lost. And as you wrapped your massive multidimensional consciousness in the form of a third-dimensional humanoid, cetacean, animal, tree, mountain, you began to believe that that was all that you were. Once your senses became primarily channeled through this third dimensional filter, you became addicted to that filter. That filter was so bright, so loud, so separate. Separate, yes, something that you had not felt. You had been together in unity consciousness, and you thought perhaps it might be interesting to experience being a separate person, separate from other persons. But when you did have that experience, you found that you were very lonely because something was missing. You had this feeling that something was missing. Now, fortunately, you programmed that feeling into your neural net before you decided to lower your frequency into a reality based on individualization and time and space. Now that feeling is like an alarm clock that is going off. And at first it just goes off once in a while as a warning, like the snooze control that you have on your alarm clocks. You should wake up soon. It's almost time for you to begin your new day. And you have had those meetings. Wake up soon. Wake up soon. But now the alarm clock is saying, wake up now, wake up now, wake up now, wake up now. Can you hear it? Can you feel it? Can you recognize that feeling that you are having inside is not coming from your third dimensional self? It is not a feeling that says you're hungry, you're tired, it's time to go to work, it's time to fix meals, time to pick the kids up from school. No, it is not about time. That feeling inside of you that is becoming activated, and it is becoming activated by the higher frequencies of light that are bathing Gaia within this now. And this feeling has been latent within your earth vessel for all of your incarnations. But only when you were in situations where you were able to and willing to perceive, accept, and merge with a certain feeling. Now, this feeling initially feels almost like urgency. It's almost like, there's something I'm supposed to do. I forgot it. What is that? I know there's something. It's right there on the tip of my tongue. What is that? And we are here to remind you, it's your call home. It is time to wake up and go home. Now, you're not going to go home by taking your physical body to go into your physical car, to drive through physical traffic, to go to your physical office, to sit in front of your physical computer and do what your physical boss has told you to do. No, that's not the now that you are joining. The now that is being activated. The now that represents that feeling that you are having inside of yourself is a feeling that says, do you remember how you used to be? Can you remember how you always are? Can you now embrace that feeling that has been separated from your separate third dimensional consciousness? But now your consciousness is expanding. You are moving your ways through that fourth dimensional reality. You are opening your portal from your third dimensional vehicle and opening this portal of light into your fifth dimensional self. But you are not doing this just for you. You are doing this for Gaia. And so you begin the opening of your portal, not just within the core of your physical self, but within the core of Gaia's planetary self, within the core of her core crystals. So you feel yourself now within the core crystals, within the core of Gaia. And you feel how you remain there infinitely. As you expand your consciousness up through all the layers of Gaia and into your own physical expression, and feel how this feeling that you have now anchored deep in the core of your planet wants to move forward. It wants to move into the fourth dimension. It wants to expand this portal. Expand this portal into the fourth dimension. As you expand that portal into the fourth dimension, you are feeling this fifth dimensional feeling of, well, the only human word you have would be euphoria. Feel that euphoria. And you will feel it in your kundalini, in the core of your spine. So as you feel that core of Gaia, when you bring that energy up, you bring it all the way up into your first chakra to awaken your kundalini. And you feel that kundalini, which is the awakener of your light body, as it moves up and down your spine and up into your neck and into your 3D brain. And you feel how it wants to escape. But remind it, it is an escape that does not detach from that which it is expanding beyond. For remember, our dear, dear beloved emissaries to Earth, you have volunteered not just to ascend your own personal self. You are all beautiful multidimensional beings. You have volunteered for Gaia. You came for Gaia. And just as we are Arcturians for Gaia, you are humans for Gaia. Blessings be. We are always with you.